Welcome to this body scan meditation. The body scan's aim is to bring presence and calm to the body and mind. The purpose is not really to bring about relaxation, although it is a very common side effect of the body scan. But if you are feeling tired today, perhaps it's advisable to engage in this body scan while seated, so as not to fall asleep. Otherwise, you can lie down for the duration of the body scan. Perhaps you might like to put a small pillow under the head and a light blanket on the body to stay warm. If you are seated, it is good to sit with the back away from the back of the chair. Rather, at the edge of the chair, this position will support the spine. The spine will stay erect, but not rigid. The posture is alert, yet relaxed. The head is straight, and with the chin tucked away just a little towards the chest. The body scan is a journey through the body, where we stop and notice each body part and stay present with whatever there is to be noticed. And instead of hunting for any sensations, we just stay curious and notice whatever might arise. If nothing does, we observe that too. I invite you to practice with an open attitude, with friendliness towards whatever may arise or that you may encounter during the body scan. We don't have to get anywhere. We don't have to do anything. Just observe and notice what is present moment to moment within the next 30 minutes or so. So if you are lying down, I invite you to lay your hands next to your body on the mat, palms facing the ceiling if that's comfortable, and the feet uncrossed, falling away from each other. And bringing attention to the whole body, on the mat, noticing the weight of the body on the mat. And those parts of the body that are in contact with the mat or the floor. And then bringing the attention to the breath and wherever the breath might easiest be noticeable. That may be the chest area, as the lungs welcome in oxygen and move it out in an exhale. Or the belly that's moving, expanding and deflating as the breath moves in and out of the body. Or perhaps the air can be easiest noticeable under the nostrils or around the nostrils. Just noticing the air and the act of breathing happening without any effort. And just bringing attention to the breath and how, as the inhale comes, the air moves into the body, bringing fresh oxygen from the top of the head to the toes. And bringing our attention then to the big toe of the left foot. And just bringing all our attention to the big toe of the left foot and the sensation, any sensation that may be present in that big toe and the toes right next to it, all the way to the little one. Noticing perhaps the texture of the sock. The sock covering the foot. Bringing the attention then to the sole of the left foot, the under part of the foot, the curvature of it, and also the heel of the left foot. And leaving the underside of the foot and bringing our attention to the top side of the left foot. Again, noticing any sensation there may be present. And then bringing our awareness to the ankle. This hard working part of the body. Noticing what is present there, if anything. And if at any point the mind starts wandering, which is very normal for the mind, you can just bring back very carefully and gently the mind to, or the attention to, the instructions of the meditation. So moving from the left ankle to the left calf. The one in contact with the mat while lying down and feeling any sensations, perhaps some pressure, perhaps some temperature, or perhaps there's nothing noticeable. It's also okay. And then moving on to the top of the left leg, the shin, the part of the leg with where the bone is quite close to the skin. Maybe noticing contact with the fabric. And leaving this part of the leg and moving a bit higher up to the knee and the top of the knee, another hard working part of the body, part of the body that moves a lot constantly, enabling and allowing us to go about our days. And then bringing attention to the underside of the knee. Perhaps sensing some temperatures. And again, moving higher up to to the lower part of the left thigh, the part that is touching the mat, if you're lying down, or touching the seat if you're sitting. This big muscle resting, perhaps there is some relaxation to be sensed, or perhaps some tension. And then bringing the attention to the top of the same thigh. Noticing any sensations that might be noticeable. And then leaving this part of the leg and going higher up to the left hip. And again, sensing what is present there in the left hip. And from this point of the body, just bringing our awareness throughout the hip, to the thigh, to the knee, to the lower leg and the foot. And then bringing our attention to the right toe, the right big toe. And noticing any sensations present in the right big toe and all the toes right next to it. Noticing also the sole of the foot, the curvature of that foot, the heel in contact with the mat. And then leaving this under part of that right foot and coming to the top part of the right foot. And softening our focus on the top part, perhaps sensing the contact with the sock, any temperature that can be observable. And then bringing attention to the right ankle, the hard working right ankle, and gently exploring any possible sensations that may be present in that right ankle. And then leaving that ankle and moving upwards and sensing the contact with the right calf with the mat if you're lying down. And just bringing attention to the calf muscle and any sensations there, any tingling, any tension or anything there may be present. And if there's nothing to be noticed, that's also okay. And again, bringing the attention to the top part of the right leg, the shin. And noticing this part of the leg. And moving higher up towards the right knee, the top part of the right knee, sensing the flexibility of this part of the leg. And feeling into any other sensations there may be. Also on the underside of the right knee. And staying with it for a while, whatever there may be present, just observing the right knee. And then leaving the knee behind and moving upwards, bringing attention to the part of the thigh that is in contact with any surface, noticing this big muscle, any sensations in that big muscle, the underside of it. And then bringing attention to the top side of this big muscle, the thigh. And just noticing whatever is there, staying present with whatever is there in the thigh. And leaving the thigh behind and letting the awareness travel upwards to the right hip and staying with whatever is present in the right hip. And from this point, bringing our attention to the entire right foot from the right hip to the thigh, to the knee, to the lower leg, and the foot. And coming back up to the right hip. And noticing then both of the hips. Noticing the entire pelvic area, the bowl-shaped structure. That is also the place of much vitality with the reproductive organs, as well as the organs of waste disposal. And just staying present with whatever is noticeable or not noticeable in this area, whatever may arise. Just curiously staying with it. And from the pelvis and from the pelvic area, bringing our attention to the abdomen and the belly, noticing, hearing perhaps whatever is alive in the belly at the moment. What is noticeable? Perhaps some activity that's can be heard, can be sensed, can be felt, perhaps their breathing, and then moving from the belly area higher up towards the chest and sensing into the breathing and how the chest moves with the power of the breath. Just sensing the expansion and contraction of the ribs as the air moves in and out. And if your mind is wandering to planning, to worrying, to wondering, perhaps just gently bringing it back to the lower back and how we notice the lower back, whatever is observable there. Perhaps the little space between the mat and the lower back if you're lying down, caused by the natural curvature of the back. And then bringing our awareness higher up to the middle back in contact with the mat. And any sensations that are noticeable there. And the upper back. Coming up to the shoulders, bringing the attention to the left shoulder. And from the left shoulder, just exploring the left hand in its entirety and bringing the attention to the fingers of the left hand, starting from the thumb. Noticing the fingers of the left hand all the way to the little pinky. Sensing any sensations in the palm of the left hand, any temperature, perhaps humidity. Also exploring the sensations on the top side of the left hand. And bringing our attention to the left wrist. And letting the wrist soften. And traveling upwards on the forearm, on the inside of the forearm. And noticing any sensations on this side of the arm, as well as the outside of the forearm. Staying with whatever may be present there. And perhaps noticing any heaviness in the arms. And allowing this heaviness, if it's there, or whatever may be noticeable. And then bringing the attention to the left elbow. Yet another hardworking part of our body. And feeling any sensations that may be present there. And moving upwards to the upper arm, the bicep. Noticing perhaps the temperature on this part of the arm. Any sensations in the muscle. And bringing the attention to the left shoulder and the left shoulder blade. And as on the left, then on the right side, bringing the attention to the right shoulder and shoulder blade. And from this point, noticing the entire right hand from the shoulder, the upper arm to the forearm, all the way to the thumb of the right hand. And staying with the fingers of the right hand from the thumb to the pinky. And noticing whatever is present there. And allowing our awareness to stay in the palm of the right hand, observing any sensations that are present there. And very similarly, bringing the attention to the top part of the right hand and the wrist. And from the wrist, moving the tension to the inside of the right upper arm, of the forearm, excuse me. And then to the outside of the forearm. And noticing any sensations that may be present and staying with them. And then leaving the forearm behind and moving towards the elbow. Noticing the elbow and whatever is present there as we move towards the upper arm, the inside of the upper arm and the bicep, as well as the outside of the upper arm. And again to the shoulder, the right side. And leaving the torso behind, moving towards the neck and the throat, this crucial part, the bridge between the head and the torso, and noticing whatever is present there in the throat, any tension or tickling outside and inside, or any possible sensations that may be. As well as on the neck, whether it's touching a pillow, hair, or fabric. And bringing the attention to the jaw, and noticing any possible tension in the jaw. Noticing if it's possible to relax the jaw a little bit. Also the area around the mouth, if the jaw is clenched. Maybe inviting some relaxation to this area. Also the tongue. Noticing the cheeks, any relaxation there, the ears, inside and outside of these wonderful instruments of hearing, and then bringing attention to the nose and whether or not the nose is relaxed. And noticing any tension around the eyes. Around the eyes and also behind the eyes. And bringing attention then to the temples, the area between the eyes and the ears. forehead and allowing the forehead to soften. Noticing any tension in your forehead and seeing if you can maybe soften it. And then bringing also attention to the entire scalp. And also feeling the weight of the head resting on the mat. And from this top of the body, bringing our attention through the face, the neck, the shoulders, the chest, the belly and the back, the pelvic area, the hips, the legs, all the way to the ankles, the soles of the feet and the toes, and back up the ankles and the knees, the belly, the chest, all of the fingers, the arms, the shoulders, the entire head, and just resting in stillness with the entire body. And when it feels like you're ready to, you can start wiggling your toes and your fingers. And lightly and gently open your eyes. Thank you.